Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Jesus' teaching seems straightforward, but it also gives me an unsettling feeling of suspense. On the face of it, are any of us surprised to hear that our prayer is not meant for showing off our linguistic flair? That our giving of money to the church is not meant for increasing our social prestige? To be reminded to focus upon God in our prayer and in our giving seems passé. But Jesus' underlying motivation is what leaves me in suspense. Yes, give your alms, pray, and fast, and all in secret, so that you will be rewarded by your Father in heaven who sees in secret. And as Jesus turns from the concrete admonitions on prayer to this amorphous reward from our Father in heaven, he starts to lose me. On second thought, I actually like the rewards I'm receiving from humans. I understand those rewards. I dress nicely and I'm polite and I learn the right liturgical responses and I find myself honored in the church. There's something clear and transactional about this. But in terms of the reward our Father in heaven is offering, what can we expect? Jesus answers part of the question precisely by naming God as our Father in heaven. That is, our Abba, our Papa in heaven. God is intimate as a loving guardian, while still somehow heavenly in a larger way. Whatever our reward is, it has something to do with both the closeness and the powerful expansiveness of God. But still, this teaching from Jesus leaves me suspenseful about the exact nature, the real nature of this reward. This is a suspense that I feel also in the All Souls community. I've only been here for 1.5 years, but it's clear to me that you all know something about the suspense involved in trying to listen to and follow Jesus. In the fall, after lots of listening, we added a third Sunday worship service. We broadened our Christian formation for adults and youth and children. We embraced a robust model of lay pastoral care. We made all these and many other changes that each of you can speak to and have seen and been a part of. And what has taken shape is really beautiful. We have experienced the breadth of gifts in our community from the offerings in the adult forums and the adult formation time. We have celebrated a vibrant and transformed service of lessons and carols. And each Sunday down in the chapel space, children gather for children's chapel and show a curiosity about Scripture, about the mystery of God's movement in the world. Yet in our continuing journey, even with all this beauty, still I sense at All Souls a lingering suspense. What comes tomorrow? What is our reward? And now we come to this Ash Wednesday. We gather to receive ashes on our foreheads. They'll be placed in the same place and in the same sign by which we baptize new Christians. To accompany the cross of baptismal water, we are about to be marked with the dust of creation. And this is no mistake. This is an entry into our knowledge of the Abba's reward. By these two outward and visible signs of water and of ashes, we remember the fullness of Jesus' time with us on earth. On the one hand is Jesus washed and gleaming at his baptism and transfiguration, and then vibrant in his teachings. The voice of God proclaiming, "This is my beloved child," and the voice of Jesus proclaiming with full authority that the kingdom of heaven is fulfilled here and now with us in time. And on the other hand is Jesus dusty, weathered in the Garden of Gethsemane, asking God, "What comes next?" Finally, more than all his teachings, it is the manner of Jesus' life which completed his instruction on our Abba's reward to us. Jesus' foundational experience of his belovedness and oneness with God coexisted with his continuous questions about what tomorrow would bring. His knowledge that the kingdom was complete was complemented by his knowledge that yet more was still growing and unfolding. His reward, and ours, is to have our questions about tomorrow transformed from anxious suspense into trusting expectancy. The distinction is that expectancy is founded in our experience and in Jesus' witness of God's continuing love, of continuing unfolding of the kingdom, and unbroken relationship with the Abba Father. Whereas our rewards from seeking human praise are indeed transactional and bounded, the reward we're receiving from our Abba is a free gift, given in fullness, and budding and growing more in our very lives. This Lent, following Jesus' example, I wonder what we might be opened to by expectant trust in our Abba. At All Souls, how can our clear experience of beauty be for us a foundation for expectancy of God's further action in our community? And what can it mean in each of our lives to know that Jesus, who was baptized as we are and who walked in the dust as we do, walks with us this Lent? Through prayer, Jesus can travel with us on this expectant journey.